Dear beloved sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I'm very glad to be here with you, and it is very great privilege to be here tonight with you, and I cannot even put it into words. Especially, I emphasize at every place where I am, here in Ireland, in every church, that it is something special for me to be at such a worship, because I used to know many other ways of worship in my life, but none of them was really, as I see now, according to the scriptures. I used to attend New Evangelical Church in Czech Republic, in Jablonec nad Nisou, and the Lord brought me out, and I joined the pre-presbyterian ministry in Liberec. And even though for many of you, even for young people here, it is something ordinary for you to be at such a worship, because you know nothing else from your youth. But for me, to sing these old hymns of faith, it is something special and new. And I was a promoter of the new style of worship in our land, in my city, and in our youth meetings, But now, I sing these things, sing these songs with great joy and zeal, because I can see the treasure that is hidden there, the foundations that is laid there for our faith and for the saints. And I also bring you the warmest greetings from Mr. Schultz and the Schultz family, and even from the small group of believers in Liberec. And I also would like to share with you a word of testimony. I know that I have only 20 or 25 minutes, but with the Lord's help, I hope that you will receive a blessing from it. And just to introduce, my name is David Kohout, but just call me Brother David, more than sufficient. And I will pray for God's help for testifying. Our gracious Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we are thankful to Thee that we can be gathered at this place to worship You in the Spirit and in truth. And I even ask Your help for anointing with Thy Holy Spirit, and even add to my language abilities to say my testimony in English. Please be glorified from everything that is going to be said, and even bless the souls that are going to hear and going to listen. Let Thy mercy be upon us. In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen. I have summarized my testimony into three simple points, and I have based them, or for the foundation, I will read and I would draw our attention especially to the Word of God, to the Book of Acts, and please turn with me to the Book of Acts, to the chapter 19, verses from 9 to 10. And we read this portion of Scripture in the name of the Lord Jesus. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. May the Lord bless us the reading of His word. And I have entitled my testimony by such a question: whether was the Apostle Paul a new evangelical Christian? And when I testify, I try to answer the simple question, whether he was a new evangelical Christian or not. And I think that this portion of Scripture gives us a clear evidence that he wasn't. That he wasn't. Because he not only spake about separation in the epistle of 2 Corinthians, but we read that he put these words into practice. When we read that he separated small group of believers, small group of disciples from the hardened Jewish church. And this led to the growth of his ministry. And my first point today is to be separated for the purpose of being a disciple. For the purpose of being a disciple. Because we read about Apostle Paul, and he distinguished between those that were disciples that believed in the gospel and between those that did not believe. Oh, Apostle Paul totally and absolutely believed in the election. Because we read even in the book of Galatians, when we turn to the first chapter of this book, we read that in the verse 15, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb." And I know that many of us believe in election, that God has chosen his people and he has called them from the nations. And this led sent apostle to speak the word of God, because he knew that those that are elected, those that are elect by God, will answer to the word of God in their hearts. And that's why the only means of Apostle Paul, of touching hearts of the people, was the blessed word of God. And nothing more. Nothing more. He preached it. He expounded. And he explained it to the people there. With a desire that those that were elect will answer. But today, there are people, and in the modern churches, there is such a practice that they are using many other means by touching hearts of the people. A lot of music is being used. Some movies, the Jesus movie, and various activities and games and psychological tactics and philosophy. And they think by these things, by these means, they will help to the Lord to fill the chairs under the pulpit. But I tell you that they are doing nothing more than filling the house of God with unconverted people, with the people from Babylon. And it is the first challenge for us today to be truly concerned about a true conversion. Not just an excitement about the church activities. Not just an excitement about the concert that we have attended. About the feeling that we had when we listened to the worship music and worship group. It is very popular. And many young people are being deceived in modern churches. They are being told that if you feel something in your heart, if you feel some, I don't know how to call it, even some religious experience, that you are saved. And it was the same with King Saul when he was among the prophets. He had a religious experience. The music and the sound of timbrel and whatsoever. When he was among the prophets, he had some religious experience. But Matthew Henry says us that Saul was Saul even when he was among the prophets. He was still the same. This religious experience did not change him. I made many outward professions in my life, but the time of true conversion, even when I was already baptized, it was in my 18s, and I was reading my Bible, and I really knew that I am finding the answers to my life biggest questions. And I sat under the pulpit one Sabbath, and the preacher was speaking, and I really knew, and I decided that I would like never to forsake the ways of the Lord and to be fully His. And from that time, the Lord started to draw me closer and closer to Him and reveal me my wickedness, that I acknowledge it before Him. And the second point is to be separated from the disobedience. Because we read about Saint Apostle that he separated himself and his disciples from the hardened Jewish church, because we read that they spake evil of that way before the multitude. We are to separate from those that cause big shame to the gospel. And that was the reason why Paul separated, because they spake evil of that way before the multitude. We observe that he chose rather small group of believers, small separated work, rather than the great audience of believer of hardened listeners. And there is a great need of separation. But it is not enough that you are a part of separated church. It's not enough that just our church is separated from charismatism and from whatsoever. It's not enough if every one of us is not separated in his own life and in his private. Because it will not help me when my brother is separated, when I am not separated. And there is a great need for every one of us not to depend just on the separation of our church, but to be concerned about my own relationships, my own friendships, my own relations and contacts that I have. And that certainly has an influence on me. And I am that influence on others. I have an influence on others. And this is a way how the devil can attack our church. And the Lord worked in my life that I separated half an year ago from the Baptist Union, Baptist Church in Jablonec in Czech Republic. I have separated from 6 other organizations as CEF, and the Lord led me even to separate from my own family, from my parents, because they told me to go away from home and to start live on my own when I want to hold such a views. And the Lord even led me to leave the university where I studied, so that I was truly separated unto the gospel and unto His purposes. As I already told, I was a member of New Evangelical Church, and something about half a year ago, the Lord started to really reveal us those things about compromise through the ministry of Mr. Schultz and his family. And we have attended some meetings with him, even with our former elders from the Baptist Church. But quickly we have started to realize that we listen more than our elders. That our elders won't just pick up some things from what Mr. Schultz said, but they were reserved still. But me and my friend Martin, we saw that we are not to judge what Mr. Schultz says, and we are to listen and to be obedient because he is here to help us. And we then reacted on the sermon of Ivan Foster, who was Reverend Ivan Foster, who was in Czech Republic, and he preached on separation one Sabbath. And we realized that time that it is the Lord's call for me and my friend to separate from that church. And from that time we have started anew in Free Presbyterian Church, in Free Presbyterian Ministry in Liberec. And the third point is to be separated for ministry. Because we read about St. Apostle that his separation led to more and more blessing. Many would say, probably, that by separation you cease to have opportunities to witness to those people. And I have heard many arguments, even from my former elders, that they want to stay in compromise just for the purpose of being a help and witness to those people in the church. But we saw that this is not the way that the Lord will bless them. And He will not bless it to us. So we step out from that compromise. And the Lord answered, and He gave us more and more opportunities to be witness even to our former friends from our youth, even from former church. Even He blessed my relationship with my brother, even when I left my family. It did not really break my relationship with my brother, but it was the very opposite. My brother started to be more and more concerned about those things that I told him, because he saw that I am able to forsake my friends and everything that was around me for what I have received from Free Church and from fundamentalist position and their doctrines, which are, I believe, that they are much more according to the scriptures than my former church. And the Lord really blessed my separation and the separation of my friend, and we really see it. And it is the same principle that the Word of God teaches us here, that the separation had such a consequence that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And I have three challenges here for you, which are based on those three points. The first is that we be really concerned about true conversion of those that are around us. In the first place, about our own conversion, real conversion, that we would bear the marks of converted, as even one of the Puritans pointed out by that way. Not to satisfy ourselves just to be excited about the church matters, about the church fellowship, about maybe games at the youth meeting, I don't know, about good friendships, or just about the Lord Jesus and about the gospel. Excitement is not enough when we do not experience the real power of the gospel in our lives. And the second challenge is that we be separated, every one of us, in our private lives, because the separation of others, or the separation of church, of our church, is not sufficient if every one of us is not separated in his private life. And the second challenge is that we be encouraged, and that we believed in the power and in the need of separation as the only means for the blessed ministry, even the ministry of Free Presbyterian Church, that without separation we shall not be blessed. We shall not be blessed. May the Lord even bless us this testimony to your hearts, and it was a great privilege to be here with you, and may the Lord even give another possibility to see you in the future. Thank you for your attention. Amen.